Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grief is difficult, I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, is normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the painful but powerful life lessons we learn. Remember, love always wins, and life will get better.
Episode 15. M continues to want me to reflect on my emptiness. It's not easy. Can anything good come out of all the suffering and emptiness I feel? M took a deep breath. She spoke slowly. That's up to you, Ray. When and where will it end, M? I'm caught in a downward spiral of suffering. I can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not a pessimist. I want to see good come from my suffering. I want to see how Babe's death will make a difference for someone, anyone. Am I too close to my wounds to find the light? And M, how can I find it when all I see is darkness and all I feel is pain? Why can't I see it? All you can do, Ray, is to walk in faith. It's easy for me to say I know that. It's okay if you stumble, fall, or bruise yourself. When you do, get up. Get going and stumble forward. The wise ones all say the same thing. They tell you over and over again, suffering is a priceless human experience. I didn't like that. I started to interrupt him. She waved me off and continued, I'm not saying you have to agree with it. The truth is, suffering is nothing I want or wish for anyone. It happens. No one is immune to it. It is as much a part of the human condition as is breathing. It's only a matter of time before unavoidable suffering RSVPs at the dinner table. Unavoidable and unwanted, I responded. Accepting your emptiness starts the healing process, Ray. It's an important first step. It is like an alcoholic admitting he is an alcoholic. Do you see the honesty and courage in admitting it to yourself and to others? Asked them. I understand the importance of honesty as a first step, but how do I fill my emptiness, Em? I heard others who grieve say they drink each night. It helps them relax. I don't drink. Others I know fill their emptiness with anger toward their children, neighbors, and family members. I don't want to fill my emptiness projecting my anger on others. What you lost, Ray, was unique, one of a kind, a gift from God, and irreplaceable. It's the reason alcohol or drugs, prescriptive or otherwise, will never fill the emptiness. Where you are at now in your life, suffering is an unwelcome guest. It's not going to leave you anytime soon. It will stick closer to you than your shadow. That was something I didn't want to hear. Em checked the time in her iPhone. She looked at me and said, I've got to run. Think about journaling on the space where you find yourself at this moment. In the grieving process. I don't know where I am, Em. How can I journal about what I don't know? I asked. Em touched my forearm. Ray, journal about not knowing. It will be a good exercise. Let's meet the same time in the same place on Monday. I nodded. Ciao, said Em, and left. I sat and thought about what she said. I bussed the table and left with my emptiness. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. In episode 16, I talk about the parallel universe of not knowing, and it's where I find myself at this point. Have a great day. Good things are coming your way. They always do.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience or want to share your grieving experiences with me, please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit. Never give up.